episode 12 of the Break-Ins.
Hello there.
Made it to the big uno dos. I'm sure that's not Spanish for 12.
No, that is something in French, I think.
Uno dos? Oh, uno dos is 1-2.
Oh.
But I think 12 has a different word.
Well, no wonder I failed French.
12-0.
Even better.
This exciting, dozen-inspired episode of the Break-In, we talk about bakeries. The reason we love them.
I think that's 13, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Baker's Dozen. Our Baker's right. Dozen special. This episode we're going to be talking about Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah. One of my favorite days.
This podcast may be released on Free Comic Book Day. Depends on how long it takes me to edit it.
I hope not that long.
I hope not either, since there's no editing.
Right.
So, we're going to start out. We're going to talk about our plans for Free Comic Book Day this year. Do you know any history about Free Comic Book Day, Justin?
Well, I don't personally, but if you were to read last year's Free Comic Book Day issue that I did, it actually had the history of Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, it did.
Listed. I know it was started by a young man somewhere in the world with a dream of free comics.
Or a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Suffice it to say, this is not the first.
No.
Not the last, hopefully.
It's been going on since... Well, when did Spider-Man... 02?
Yeah.
Whenever Spider-Man released.
That was the start of it?
Yes, because I missed the first Free Comic Book Day.
There are no advertisements for it. Nothing on TV, nothing on radio.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I think if more people knew about it,
mm-hmm.
obviously more people would go and get free comics.
There's the thing in the Friday papers where no one reads it.
Everyone reads the Friday paper to see what they're going to do Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Those spontaneous planners
mm-hmm.
who like less than 24 hour notice.
Let's go get some comic books.
Hey there, sweetheart. Let's head out and get some of that Archie kid.
Let's go to the zoo instead.
Okay.
I like the zoo.
I sent out an invite.
Advertising
to people.
Is dangerous.
Yeah. I've already sent out an invite, and I've already been rejected by several people.
Like a Facebook thing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the internet.
It's tough to get rejected, though.
I don't know. I think somebody should buy commercial time.
In high school, all over again.
It is, but the comics are free this time around.
Yeah, that's true.
You're doing a free comic. You've done a free comic. There will be a free comic from you.
Yes, I have a free comic book I put out. It's a 4-pager, 3-pager, some people's eyes.
And 3.5.
3.5.
It's a 2-pager with a cover and a back cover.
You know,
it's a 1-pager with 2 pages of
film. It almost ended up being a cover, 2 pages, and a poster. I didn't know what it was going to be. It was a nightmare to do, and then I got deathly ill, and I didn't think I was going to do anything. And then I sprung back like that little rat boy from Secret of Nim. Sorry if I ruined the ending. And I was able to punch it out, and I'll also be doing free sketches. Selling my collection book. Selling is the key word.
Not giving away.
Not giving. I know people will try to...
Hey, man, is this one of them free comics?
Yeah, that's right. Plus $10 tax.
Yes. The comics are free. Getting them out of my cold, dead hands cost you $10. Well, they're not dead yet, Justin. I have
no book.
And will not be participating in Free Comic Book Day. It's my baby shower. Day and my wife would like me there to help her open presents and carry things to a car. There will be free food.
Uh-huh.
There. Justin was invited.
Can we get some scissors? No, like sound effects right now.
What's this? Yeah, are you cutting up your comics?
Yeah, we'll say that. That's what we'll go with this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What does that mean? My paper doll?
It's something. We'll talk about it after the. I'll educate you after the podcast. I'm sure.
Our listeners can figure it out. I won't be anywhere for Free Comic Book Day, and I don't have anything for Free Comic Book Day. I regret that. I feel bad.
I would have given something out of yours. If you want me to give out, like, if you make up, I don't know.
I have no time and no energy.
I don't know if anything still left from the Gem City Con.
No. What do you mean?
That you want to give out free?
No, I don't believe in free stuff.
Well, you gave those
Bookmarks.
Yeah.
Those really didn't help, did they?
Traffic
to my site did not go up.
No.
No.
Huh.
Upsetting. Disappointing.
You were in the paper, though.
No. I wasn't even in the paper. I was on the newspaper's website.
Well, okay.
And they didn't even credit me. Anyway, back to Free Comic Book Day. You will be at Mavericks.
Yes.
Cars and Comics in Kettering.
Kettering, next to... A lot of people think of it because it's next to Christopher's.
I'm drinking a milkshake, by the way.
I usually say Christopher's, and they know where that is. They have Mavericks, they have no idea.
Christopher's Comics.
Christopher's, they should, they should merge. They're good people.
Jack, Justin, Jeremy.
Jason? Did you say Jason?
No, I said Justin.
Okay, Jack won't be there. He'll be...
Jack won't be there?
He told me he won't be there. I told him I miss him.
Early last year.
He's got some personal stuff he's got to take care of. Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah. They're good guys. They've treated me real well for the last couple of years. Before that, I went to another comic shop. And,
They're really nice guys. I like them. Someone's confused. What's going on?
Just trying to see how much time we had.
We still have 4 minutes in the segment.
Oh, okay. Well, then, they're real good guys. And, you know, they're treating me well, and... I've already said that.
They're going to open up the shop to you, let you, they let us both sell our wares. I just haven't dropped any clombers off there.
I haven't dropped the compilation
off
yet.
You can drop some off there.
Yeah.
And you bring people in for them a little, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
I think for the Free Comic Book Day, occasionally I have some repeat people. There'll be another group of people there, too. I can't tell you the name. Studio something.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Will
Matt Perry be there?
And Bradley Whitford.
Bradley Whitford has a new show coming out.
Aaron Sorkin is writing the next issue of anything I do. I can draw people walking and talking. I would love to draw something Aaron Sorkin.
That is a delicious milkshake.
He's doing the Facebook movie.
Is he? The Facebook movie.
Yeah. Maybe we can cover this in our final 10 minutes. But yeah, it's going to have Justin Timberlake. It's about the creators of Facebook.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like... movie about...
No, it's called Social Network.
Facebook. Okay, whatever, I don't give a shit.
Well, it looks interesting.
I don't like the internet.
Well, I hope our viewers are listening through this via, tin can or something.
They're listening to it because I've asked them to. I've pressured them into it.
And it sounds like it's in a tin can.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Better than my Skype experiment.
my buddy Chris Jones still volunteered to have us over at his house. He's got recording equipment and Kettering.
I think about it every time we do another one of these.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you want to try the next one there?
I don't know. I haven't got that far in the thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But that alligator is getting closer to being on the other side.
I had no idea alligators were involved.
You know, like the little greater than less alligator. That's how I learned
Instantly when you said that, I thought of the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Oh, yeah.
That little crocodile kid. Can't remember his name now.
Croc shit?
Was it Al-E Gator? I think it was Al-E Gator.
That sounds about right.
Al-E Gator. I love Garbage Pail Kids.
Crocodile? Hi, how's it going?
He's Australian.
But yeah, I hope to see some people there.
How many people do you think we had last time?
Maybe a couple hundred?
Seriously? 100?
I think a couple. People walked in the store, people that we dealt with.
Okay, just people we walked in the store. You think it was over 100?
Yeah, well over 100.
Well over 100.
Yeah. Hmm. I think in the couples.
I don't know.
Well, one, we have our heads down sometimes, so we don't see it.
Yeah, because I was doing sketches.
Right, which I was very impressed by.
They were awesome sketches.
Even your Disney princess one.
I don't know about that.
I already informed them that they're not getting the Disney princess from their mother. No more Disney princess drawings.
No, they want Don Bluth characters. I want Itchy from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I would draw Don Bluth.
Draw me Itchy.
Draw me what's his name from a Dragon Slayer.
Oh, Dirk?
Yeah.
Was it just Dirk? Was it Dirk the Daring? Or
I don't know. I had the video games, but I didn't memorize them.
It may have been Dirk the Daring. And we'll go look at it during this break.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to JustinWasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of this great podcast. That's JustinWasson.com.
Dirk the Daring.
Ding, ding, ding.
It was Dirk the Daring.
Good job.
Internet confirms it.
I'd give you a cookie, but I didn't bring any.
I haven't even. I would, I don't know, not be able to hold it down, I guess.
I couldn't. I couldn't even look
that
at
milkshake
it.
That milkshake is hitting my stomach from a weird angle.
That two slices of pizza.
Ooh, there were many slices. They weren't even slices. They were squares.
Upcoming cheerleader-like body regretting it.
You're a pretty girl, Justin.
I'm just going to nibble the crust and that's it.
Don't let anyone touch you without a ring.
What kind of ring?
I don't know. Some sort of cervical ring.
I was saying about, I did a comic book for the decision. I've done comic books in the past. This is this would be the fifth free comic book day. When I first started doing them was with my pal Steve at the bookery.
And Steve Bryant?
Steve Bates.
Bates. Very yeah. Similar to Steve Bryant.
A little bit. You know, first initial.
Maybe taller.
Yeah.
Steve Bryant.
And we created a character, Harvey.
I think Steve Bryant worked on Nexus.
Who's the guy? Oh, it's Bryant Gumbel. That's what I'm thinking.
Bryant Gumbel worked on Nexus?
No,
he worked on Solar, Man
that's
of the
right.
Atom.
Yeah, that's yeah. We created the character, Harvey, and we put him in the first 3 years in a row, I guess, of Free Comic Book Day. And then the fourth one I did was about Tim Risen. And then this year, I was really tossing around different ideas, and I had one that was too big for the three pages. I kind of got a little bit of it I threw into here.
A wee bit.
But definitely not the concept I wanted to. And I was going to thank Contest of Champions at the end. I was like, thank you, Contest of Champions, for inspiring me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it was too big, and I was drawing it. It was just the characters are all standing. I mean, that's what they were doing in the book, but they were just standing, and I couldn't take it.
No excitement?
It was no excitement.
No fight?
I had a lot of excitement going into it, and then when I got to it, I said, no good, ripped it up, got really sick.
George Perez makes it look easy.
Yeah, well, he also has 22 pages. Sometimes 44.
Yeah.
George
Perez has never done a mini comic.
I'd like to see him.
I would like to challenge him to a mini comic.
If you're listening, Mr. Perez, and he is a friend of my Facebook.
Okay. Well, then he's definitely listening to everything you link on Facebook.
I used to have his phone number. I used to call him up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
What?
I talked to him on the phone before.
Why? About what?
Just
Mr. Perez, you want me to mow your lawn?
Well, things were going. He was telling me.
What did you talk to George Perez about?
Avengers number one when it came out originally with Jim Busick.
His direct phone number.
Yeah. I used to have it. I don't have it anymore.
How did you get it?
Well, he gave it to me through, I don't know what it was. He sent out a newsletter. I was going to be in a comic book he did. It was a whole thing where they called Crimson Plague, where he took people sent in their photographs of themselves, and then they
Crimson
were
Crimson Plague, was that his comic about the woman who went around menstruating?
Yeah, and everyone in there was people that turned in pictures of themselves.
I remember that comic.
And my brother and I were supposed to be in issue 3 or 4.
Yeah, never happened.
Never happened.
No. You know why?
But I got his newsletter.
Because it was a book about a woman who went around menstruating.
Well, but I want to see myself. So I got his phone number.
In a period comic.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like a period piece
funny.
Comic. Oh, it's a period comic. When does it take place?
Now he's not going
to
listen to
it. It takes place for roughly 4 days out of every month.
He's very angry.
That just, right there, that goes to prove that not every artist is a writer. Not every writer is an artist.
I told you what happens when you pour Red Bull on a maxi pad, right?
No.
Gives it wings?
That's shit. We still have 6 minutes.
I gotta keep on going with these jokes. I'll be here all night, folks. Anyhow, so I did the comic book and it was, good. And I created a new character who I tried to out nerd.
Harvey.
I don't go into too many details, but the name's very special to someone that's special to me.
Yep.
So. What would you have done for Free Comic Book Day had you...
Of a free comic.
If we imagined that you were doing a Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, it's What If. That's what I would have done. I would have done a What If.
Uh-huh.
Peter Parker to become the Rhino.
I don't think you're allowed to do that kind of stuff.
But what an idea. Imagine young, geeky Peter Parker. He's at the zoo and he's bitten by a radioactive rhino.
I like that idea. I could see that.
Oh, my God. Think about it. It's horrible.
Are you really liking this idea, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No. I would have probably done something clobber related, but instead, since I knew I wasn't going to go, I wasted my time on Hawkman versus Wolverine. Battle of the Berserkers. This is what I called it when I was working on it.
Uh-huh. What do you call it now?
Original poop. I don't know. Jim Valentino said it was a horrible inker, so I tried to ink with a dip pen, apparently.
Is that where you chew tobacco? And?
Yes. Yeah, I chewed ink.
Oh, you chewed ink.
Chewed ink.
Dip, dip. That's funny. Look, I said, you know my thoughts on it, and you know other people's thoughts
on it. It's horrendous. That's what I know.
Wow.
It's not horrendous. To me, just looking at it, not that big of a difference.
Uh-huh.
Am I doing it wrong?
I maybe practice.
I refuse to practice.
That could be a hindrance.
If I'm not good at something instantly in life, I don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't play the guitar.
That could be a problem. You might want to...
Nope. I excel at everything.
Uh-huh. Except for this podcast.
There's slight excelsion. See, just made up a word. I'm awesome at that.
But hey, at least you got some recognition in my comic book. Got through some...
One of my characters did.
Yeah.
Not me.
He would have had an appearance in the original.
Yeah, standing around, apparently.
Standing around. He was going to be... I think he was going to be hit on by... I had him being hit on by... one of the characters.
Stellar?
I think it was Stellar. She would go for him.
Clobber's huge.
Yeah. And I don't think he would...
Did you think about the scale of all your characters? Like, do you have some sort of...
In my head.
Diagram?
No, in my head.
Above your bed of...
No, I know how tall the characters... Yeah, just my head, I know. Their heights. Which is like one taller than the other.
That's the definition of height. How tall you are. So...
Well, I mean...
To know the heights of the characters.
There's two different dark shadows, and one's much taller. You know, one's like 6'6", and the other's 5'7".
Okay.
Which, you know, we'll go off on a tangent here.
That never happens in this podcast.
Never happens. Well, I got a couple minutes. Okay.
You have 3 minutes.
So Dick Grayson is the new Batman,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is. Today, at least. Next week.
Now, he was Robin one time, and Robin was super short. When did Robin hit this?
Well, he was Nightwing in between there.
I know.
Okay.
But, you know, you usually hit your growth spurt around your... I'm just saying...
I think he's too tall?
They draw him, they do draw Nightwing a little shorter than Batman.
Yeah, and slimmer.
Yes.
And since he's become Batman, it's a slimmer Batman.
But he still seems a little... He always seemed like a little too tall for Dick Grayson.
Let's start out by asking, how tall is Batman?
6'3".
Yeah, do you know that for a fact? Is that one of the guides or something?
He's either 6'2 or 6'3", and Superman's either 6'3 or 6'4".
Huh.
Superman's an inch taller than Batman.
Okay. See, I always thought that Batman should have been shorter. Seriously, like 5'10 or something.
Huh.
You can't exercise to make yourself tall. Batman should be cut, fit, strong. But you're the height that you are. And he's a guy that lurks in the shadows. He's never going to get up and stand toe-to-toe with somebody.
You think when he's really old, he'll have like a hump on his back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rorschach.
He is short. Is he, like 5'6"?
Something like that. But yeah, I mean, he's... He's intimidating from a distance, and when he moves quickly and comes out of the shadows and all that, you're scared.
Right.
Right? That's Batman's thing. Batman shouldn't be tall. There's no point in him being tall. They just do that so that he can stand toe-to-toe with Superman. And I don't really see the sense in him standing toe-to-toe with Superman.
Yeah, there's a whole other
Superman's
thing.
Superman's a hero. Batman's an urban legend.
Hmm. There's a whole other thing about Superman I'll get into another time. Maybe in episode 13 or 14. But that's my rant about the height. I do know the height.
When we come back, we'll have a rant about Width.
Oh, boy.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
So, that's how wide it is.
That's really wide. That's yeah. wider than I expected it to be.
Yep.
Huh.
Glad we had the couple.
Wow. Width. Width is something, I'll tell you.
It's very important.
Without height. And something else. So, post-Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
It's the build-up to a large event for you.
Yes. I have... I keep on taking these smaller projects on, which I should not do. But I have one... smaller projects I have to do on a side thing. A couple smaller projects. They keep me busy.
And then
I'm already working on ideas. I've contacted IDW saying, hey, are you going to be at the San Diego Comic Book Convention? Because I want to show you my artwork.
Yeah.
Are you going to take some issues? We'll be there, they've responded. We're not sure yet if we're going to do something. So I'm going to do it no matter what.
What are you doing?
I plan on doing a Star Trek.
Not a Logan's Run.
That's not IDW.
Okay. I know you were excited when there was a Logan's Run comic.
There was. That was Blue Water Comics.
Okay. Never mind then.
Right. They're the ones that...
yeah, whatever. That's yeah. They do Vincent
Price. Our rumor something. Hey, I can draw Vincent Price, apparently. Yeah. But, and then I got ideas for DC, Marvel, Dark Horse. I actually have an idea for Dark Horse.
So you're submitting ideas?
No. I mean, I got, you know, 4 or 5 page pencil submission ideas in my head. So... yeah, I've got the Star Wars one. I've been sketching out ideas. That's how I write. Some people type it, and I make a lot of little sketches, and that's how I build upon my stories.
So how many? What are these? These are 4 or 5 pages, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many do you think you're going to be able to get done?
I'm hoping for it to at least do five. No, yeah, five.
Five pages.
Right.
How much time do you have?
July, May to July.
What are you doing here?
Recording a podcast.
I don't see a pencil in your hand.
I'm actually a fairly quick penciler. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to rush them. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But I'm also going to do. I want to do that. I want to put them in nice folders with a nice typed resume and maybe a nice cover, kind of cool design to give out, so they can throw it out and scoff at it. I might go to some publishing place to get it done. I don't know. If you know anyone good.
I don't know what that means. Publishing place.
You know.
You mean like a digital printing place?
Something like that.
Some place with concepts and designs, illustration. Like Prime Digital Printing.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dayton, Ohio. Off of Kingsridge Drive.
Right next, close to Marion's.
Near Marion's.
And Penn Station.
Next to Penn Station's. Mm-hmm. Across the street from some sort of veterinary hospital.
If you eat too much, do not go to...
No.
Yeah.
But Prime Digital Printing.
Right. I would go to.
They print all my comics in the last 4 or 5 years. I've had exceptional service through them.
I may try them.
And amazing products in the end. I recommend them. I can't recommend them enough.
That?
In fact, I'm going to go ahead and recommend them right now. Hey, kids. If you're getting a comic printed, you don't want it to look like shit. Go through Prime.
Ooh, yay!
That's it. That's all I got.
I try to add some sound effects.
That milkshake's killing my stomach.
Yeah, well, welcome
I
to my world.
Die.
Welcome to my world.
We're going
to
die together. Two lonely, sad men dying.
We and might end up in a cave.
This will record for 60 more hours.
No, so anyway, that's my plan. And I have a DC idea. And a Marvel, I'm still a little unsure of what characters I want to do. But definitely I know...
Aunt May.
No. Not doing Aunt May. But
Aunt May gets the power cosmic.
You can't... Okay, yeah, okay. Well, I should probably do one. I should probably do one for... Top Cow or something, I don't know. Definitely Dark Horse,
Top
IDW.
Cow.
Yeah, why not?
Then how would you draw for Top Cow? You don't do cheesecake.
Well, no, but they, you know, they say they don't have a house style.
Yeah, yeah. Nazis say Hitler was a nice guy.
Well, yeah. He was an artist.
Yeah, he sucked at people, apparently. He rushed the people. He did a great buildings and cars and equipment, but couldn't get people down. But that's me showing too much of my Hitler painting knowledge right there, so please change the subject.
Hey, kids. What? Do you like paintings? Do you like Hitler? Well, gosh.
If so, you'll love Hitler's painting.
.com.
I don't know. Top Cow, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just thinking there should be, like, one other... someone else that I'm not thinking of.
Draw Savage Dragon. Eric Larson will be there.
Terrible idea.
How is that a terrible idea? How many spinoffs from Savage Dragon has Eric Larson tried, and they've all failed?
Now, see, drawing Kill Cat and Kid Avenger.
Yeah.
Or anyone from Freak Force. Now, that's a good idea. But drawing the big guy.
Why not?
Do you know how many artists mess up the fin?
7 out of 8.
I am not the 8th. So, I can't. I've tried the fin. I don't know what he does with the fin. It's a hand pencil thing he does. I don't know.
Oh, where he's left-handed?
Yeah, but he holds it at an interesting angle.
Yes. Yeah. I attribute that to the fact that he's left-handed.
Hey, maybe I can draw something for Youngblood. Fulfill my childhood dream.
Really?
It is his childhood dream.
That's your childhood dream?
One of them. One of them was to see my name in movie credits. Done.
And now Youngblood.
That would be another dream.
I aimed higher. Well, you know, I don't even know if I aimed higher. I aimed to the left of Youngblood. My little dog would like in your lap.
I love this little dog.
Okay, so 5 companies you're going to be doing that. Me, I'm going to, you know, have a child and trying to finish Clobber.
Hey, I wonder how that will go for you.
Slowly.
I'm curious how having a kid will start affecting your future work.
I don't know.
That's something I want to see.
I draw late a lot. I stay up late.
Even being around my girlfriend's kids, I think, has affected the issue that I did here a little bit.
Why?
Because I just started thinking about, you know, more... Not even, like, make it child-friendly.
Tiny people pick it up?
Yeah, tiny people
pick it up. I thought you were talking more about, like, will they slow you down?
No, I meant what kind of stories you might produce.
No, because apparently I'm horrible at guessing what children like and what's safe for children. I talked to a guy at work, Danny, all the time about what he's shown his son. And apparently things like RoboCop and Gremlins 2, you can't show to a 4-year-old.
I watched RoboCop when I was a kid.
As did I.
Look how we turned out.
Fine, I guess. I don't know. Better than my dog who's licking stuff off the floor. What are you doing?
I saw Gremlins when I was a kid.
What the?
I know, that's something I'm interested in. That's a whole other podcast we can talk about. You know, kids and comics and... But I'm really excited.
Not
really
comics for kids.
No, I'm really excited for you on that level. You know, and how that will change your... I really believe it will. I believe it'll affect things that you do.
I don't think it'll change me, because getting married hasn't changed me.
Huh, getting divorced changed me.
Did it change the subject matter?
I was always drawing dark comics. Huh.
You've never drawn a dark comic in your entire life.
What are you talking about?
You've never drawn a dark comic.
All my stuff is depressing, man.
No, it's not. Not to me.
Have you not read Man Cubed?
That's not depressing. That's like Twilight Zone-esque. Like, oh, that's crazy.
I'm always drawing. I'm always doing depressing.
I don't see it as depressing.
No.
You have an upbeat style.
I was constantly told that my stuff was too depressing. Oh. I had to make it more upbeat.
Those were depressed people.
All right.
And the phone rang.
I guess that's our cue to...
Wow. This is the greatest podcast ever.
That's all right. It's George Perez.
It is George. Hey, George. Tell George I said hi.
Well, dude, what's up? Anyhow, I gotta go.
Okay, for this craptacular...
I thought that was a good ending.
12th episode of Break-Ins.
Yeah, so we'll see you here with number 13 sometime. Yeah. Maybe we talk about how Free Comic Book Day went.
Or how September's been.
September. Bruce-o.